This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Now, Don Gagne continues his lost and found sound story of radio station CKLW.
CKLW was a huge hit as a music station, but for a lot of listeners, that was only part of its appeal. There was also CK's 2020 News, which aired not at the top of the hour, like every other station, but at 20 past and 20 before the hour. Back then, every radio station did news, but nobody did the news like CKLW.
It's 20 minutes before 6. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. And there he was, the big, burly, hard steel-hauling man sitting in the cab of his rig on Van Dyke and Lance, crying.
The light had turned green for the little boy to cross the street. And as soon as it turned green, he jumped out into the street, and that the steel truck was coming pretty fast with the load of steel behind him and couldn't stop. And it came through the light and hit the little boy and knocked him about 15 to 20 feet.
You could not turn off that newscast. Every other radio station would come on and say, and now the news, today in wherever it is. And, you know, you go, yeah, right, and hit the button. But you don't go to another radio station when the newscaster comes on with a very energetic musical intro and says, this weekend on Michigan's blood-slicked highways, 27 people lost their... And you're going, what? Blood-slicked highways? Let me turn that up. And by the time you sort of locked into the fact that you were being conned into listening to the news, bam, it was over.
Accommodations are getting tighter at the Wayne County Morgue as officials stare at 16 new feet peeking out from under those rubber blankets. 8 murders since midnight, 3 of them happening a short time ago in an attempted quadruple blow-off.
The leader of CK's 23-man news team was a deep-voiced Canadian named Byron McGregor, who was still in his early 20s when he became news director and fine-tuned the station's signature news style.
I will say this, you know, radio is showbiz, let's face it. It's not a case of sitting down and saying, well, now I'm going to be entertaining. What it is a constant continuation of the exciting sound of CKLW. I mean, it's an exciting radio station to listen to.
McGregor passed away in 1995. This interview was conducted in the mid-70s by a student at the University of Michigan. The style of news at CK put the station years ahead of the current tabloid approach heard on many radio and TV stations.
Another deadly duo of Detroit dastardly deeds as the dice decree death, a disagreement over 7-11. Now she's in heaven. The man who delivered that double-barreled death with his package of penetrating pellets has been pounced in the pen. In another case of hot lead in the head, a heavy-handed hitchhiker tipped with a trigger and paid his bill in bullets. More violence on
2020 News was often the target of harsh criticism for its graphic sensationalism, but Byron McGregor was unapologetic.
And I would say, if somebody said to me, if you had one word to describe CKLW News, what would it be? And I think I would not say sensational, but I would say exciting. And that's the whole concept that we have. That's what the newsmen think. That's the way they write, that's the way they deliver, and that's exactly what we want to do. And I can tell you this much, that this is the only radio station in this market, if not the country, that news is not a tune-out factor.
It's 20 minutes before 12. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. The Hitless Tigers could use this guy's talents. Mount Clemens police have a 36-year-old man in custody. Seems he got home about 5 o'clock this morning from an all-night spree. That ticked off the little lady who unleashed a verbal barrage at the man. That apparently the last straw for him. He picked up his genuine Willie Mays powerized lightning strike Louisville slugger baseball bat. Proceeded to hit 1,000 on the woman's head. She's dead. He then turned on the children. They're in serious condition. Tell the Big 8.
There's some argument over how much of a public service CKLW provided with its news format. But in 1974 came a moment when a piece aired by McGregor became a feel-good anthem for people across the entire country. The Canadian-born McGregor saw an editorial in a Toronto newspaper and set it to music. It was called The Americans.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the earth. As long as 60 years ago, when I first started to read newspapers, I read of floods on the Yellow River and the Yangtze. Who rushed in with men and money to help? The Americans did.
After the piece aired, there were so many requests for it that it was later released as a single. Within months, it became the number one song in the country. JoJo Shuddy, CKLW's traffic reporter, would marry Byron McGregor 2 years later.
And it became just a phenomenal spoken word record. It was the fastest selling record since Love, Love Me Do by the Beatles. It sold 3.5 million copies, and just in the first year alone.
The Marshall Plan, the Truman Policy, all pumped billions upon billions of dollars into discouraged countries. Now newspapers in those countries are writing about the decadent, war-mongering Americans. I'd like to see just one of those countries that is gloating over the erosion of the United States dollar build its own airplanes.
It's 20 minutes before 1. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. CKLW News Director Byron McGregor, the man of the year as far as the American Red Cross is concerned. He's in Minneapolis today at the annual Red Cross meeting with a check for the society.
It has sold 3 million copies, and some of the residuals from the royalties of that 3 million I have with me right now. And I would like to present to you, Dr. Stanton, a check for $100,000.
And finally, the American Red Cross was told at its 48th annual meeting in New Orleans that it was broke. This year's disasters have taken it all, and nobody, but nobody, has helped.
From the late 60s into the mid-70s, CK ruled the airwaves across the Midwest. Its dominance was so great, it was hard to believe it would ever lose its huge audience. But in a few short years after the single, The Americans, topped the charts, everything changed. The Canadian government was requiring the station to play more music by Canadian artists. That hurt ratings some. But even more important was a seismic shift in the way people listened to radio. By the mid-70s, FM radio receivers became more readily available. Music simply sounds better on FM, and listeners quickly switched to new FM rock stations.
By the end of the 70s, FM had taken over, and there was no going back.
The Michigan Radio Guide's Art Volo.
Today, who under 30 would know what CKLW is? Nobody. They don't know? They don't care. They just punch in their CDs. First radio, AM lost to FM. FM lost to cassettes. Cassettes are now losing the CDs. God knows what's next. Now we're going to have the satellite radio coming. I mean, and the beat goes on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
CKLW, the Motor City.
Our story on CKLW was produced by NPR's Don Gagne and Dale Willman and mixed by Michael Cullen. Lost and Found Sound executive producers are the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, and Jay Allison.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered.